This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hour number two of the USA Prepares. Rich Eben, live in Montana. Rich?
Well, thank you, Vince. I'm going to answer your question, then I'm going to go on to more facts. I don't think this should be about me. This should be about our country. But to answer your question, I did over 20 years in the pharmaceutical industry. And look, I spent a lot of time working for GlaxoSmithKline. I'm shooting from the hip like 14-ish years. I work for Merck as the first male job share. And I mentioned a lot of stuff about, especially GlaxoSmithKline. I mentioned their rap sheet, like drug company pleads guilty, fined $3 billion for drug marketing, defrauded Medicare and Medicaid out of business, out of billions of dollars, U.S. media blackout. Italian court rules vaccines cause autism. This is a GlaxoSmithKline drug. Pharmaceutical giant GlaxoSmithKline accidentally released 45 liters of concentrated live polio virus in the environment. Look, I've mentioned this. It's a rap sheet. And I know their tricks. I know their corruption. And this is one of the reasons why I'm doing what I'm doing. And I feel very qualified to be doing this, especially using published articles in the public domain. So that being said, I'm going to move on with more articles on healthcare. Next article, UK recommends booster vaccines every 3 months for all adults. For those of you in the UK who are listening right now, I want you to think of the fact that these people are eventually going to force vaccines in your body of unknown ingredients every 3 months. Are you listening? Here we go. The New England Journal of Medicine study says COVID survivors with natural immunity at low risk for reinfection or severe symptoms. Natural immunity at low risk. Not being condescending by repeating this stuff. Look, when you delegitimize work, folks, I've connected all these dots. When you lower the bars of standards and expectations, especially for a group, you basically eliminate all qualifications. This is part of the psyops and brainwashing. They want you to think about your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun. And we're giving free lunch to these elite corporations and governments, literally erasing the rule of law, giving them liability immunity through precedence. And they're giving us back divide and conquer strategies being sold out to the highest bidder. You cannot lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job based on what group you're in and expect a nation to survive. Because people are getting jobs with nepotism connections, as I pointed out many times. They're getting jobs lowering value. There's no value left anymore, folks. And at the same time, people are literally giving no protection rights and restitution under the rule of law to the people who are actually targeted and affected. I mean, I've called them all out, lawyers, judges, politicians, bankers, the DOJ, the CIA, the FBI, government workers, big corporations, CDC, FDA, NIH, the WHO, AMA, big pharma all across the board, hospitals for basically taking money for a COVID diagnosis. Just like the last commercial, they talked about PCR tests. They're still using flipping PCR tests. There's no validity to them. They change the amount of cycles to get false positives. This has been all over the news for months and months and months. This is why the mainstream media gives you propagandas, hoaxes, false flags, lies, and gaslighting. All of our government and organizations and institutions, there's no confidence in them anymore. There's no. We don't even have election integrity nationwide. The economy's even fake. And you're allowing the Faucis of the world, the Gates of the world, to give you back genocide, wars, and eugenics while they're installing politicians right under your noses and redefining words where the term expert and official authority means nothing. It basically means that someone's been bribed or blackmailed or sold out the American people just for selling the narrative. That's where we are. It's where we are because of political correctness, because people are afraid to be called a racist, bigot, sex, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hate, conspiracy theorist. That's where we are when you have no guts to say the truth. That's where we are because people are afraid to not be liked. This is what we get. This is why I gave that high jump analogy last week, and I'll give it again. Basically, if I was an employer, this is America. Years ago, I wanted to hire somebody to be a high jumper. That was my business. Just work with me here. So I kept the bar for the first interview at 6 feet. All right? So I had 500 applicants. 1% passed. So I had 5 applicants for the second interview. And I needed to hire, let's say I needed to hire 2 people. Well, basically I would ask them questions about their diet, the workout regime, are they questions about hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, and the like. It will have nothing to do with their skin pigmentation shade, their gender, the gender they identify as, the sexual orientation, the religion. I want the best high jumper. That's the way America was. Today, I can't have a 6-foot bar. I have to have a 6-inch bar. So out of the 500 applicants, only 1% failed because some people were on drugs or drunk. So now I have to have it at 6 inches because I'm going to offend people, because I'm going to be called a controversial racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist. You know the drill. So now I have, for the second interview, 495 applicants. Well, who am I going to hire for those 2 people? Well, one person's already got nepotism connections, because they have money, or there's a favor owned, so I got to give one job to that person. And, okay, who's the other 494 applicants? I got to go through all their paperwork and find out what gender they are, what gender they identify as, what is their skin pigmentation shade, their sexual orientation, their religion, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So basically, I'm looking for somebody who's willing to be corrupt, to sell the narrative, to lie about how high they jump, to fake the videos, to do everything possible to lower the bars of standards and expectations. That's where America is today. Okay, I'm going to move on with more facts. Next, the fully vaccinated account for 81% of the COVID deaths in the UK. 81% of the COVID deaths in the UK. What did I just mention a few moments ago for those of you listening in the UK? The UK is going to recommend booster vaccines every 3 months for all adults. Congratulations. This is what political correctness gives you when you don't speak up. Next, quote, he doesn't represent science to me. He represents Mengele, Dr. Joseph Mengele, the Nazi doctor. That's a quote from Laura Logan. For those women who want to be strong women, who don't try to sell their victim group status card and demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations, listen to Laura Logan. This is about Dr. Fauci. That's what the quote is. Next, Florida's lowest coronavirus case in the nation drops even further. How can Florida, with all the old retired people, have the lowest coronavirus rate in the nation, and it's dropping even further? How is that possible, folks? Because there's no lockdown, because there's no mask, because people aren't being forced to be vaccinated. You don't even have to read between the lines. You need a second grade education to see this. Next, Disturbing study on children and masks. Cognitive development drops 23%. How much information by the thousands have I given in my 11 years on national radio are examples of how we were being distracted, dumbed down, and divided by groups, divide and conquer strategies. I'm blue in the face talking about it. I'm talking about blue. Blue states experienced massive coronavirus surge over the last 2 weeks. Why is that, people? Come on. We all know, because the blue states are the most heavily vaxxed. Next, tragic is the title of this article. Texas man dies from Moderna shot after being forced to take the COVID-19 vaccine to remain on the lung transplant list. These people should be sued to oblivion. Everybody involved, from the lawmakers to the hospitals, including the physicians. We're going to have a Nuremberg 2 trial, folks. Those of you who are complicit, you're going to be hung. I'm telling you right now. Next, graphene oxide wireless network. Bioweapon shots contain wireless nanosensors, says a doctor. Look, I wish I had time to talk about this in specificity and detail. I don't. Next, expert says bioweapon injections are destroying the immune system. How many of those articles have we given? Next, cancer expert says UK seeing spike in non-COVID deaths. Nobody willing to call out the vaccine elephant in the room. Look, whether they call it non-COVID deaths or COVID, people are dying who are in heavily vaccinated areas. You can't... Logic and common sense is being lost, people. Next, there are now 365 studies that prove the efficacy of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine in treating COVID-19. Will anyone confront Fauci? Look, those are just two of the therapeutics. There's multiple therapeutics, possibly even monoclonal antibodies. There's so much information out there. Can't you see that this is a depopulation bioweapon? This isn't Rich saying this. This is physicians, researchers, and scientists that I've quoted and paraphrased thousands of times. Next, treatment of kids injured in Waukesha car attack being hampered by vaccine mandate. If I get time for general news, I'm going to talk about how the mainstream media is calling it a car attack. The treatment of the kids injured are being hampered because of the vaccine mandate. People! Next. Canadian doctors, government data clearly shows spike in COVID cases after vaccination. I'm not making any of these articles up. Next. United star John Fleck collapses on pitch during Tuesday's match and rushed to the hospital. Look, there's thousands of these examples, including healthy professional athletes. But the reason I threw this into the mix today is because the television cut the live feed when the announcer asks if that person was COVID jabbed. Can't you see the cover-ups? The deleted deaths? Why do you think Dr. Sheely and so many physicians call the CDC COVID death cult? Come on, people. Next. COVID shots intended to reduce world population by poisoning billions, South African doctors say. Look, the World Economic Forum just came out with a prediction for 2030, including no property ownership, diminished USA, and much lower population. Certain experts are predicting a $2.5 billion reduction because of these bioweapons. We'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
As I received a call from Kurt Wilson's son, and he had asked me about what I mentioned regarding Kurt Wilson's passing away. And I mentioned that I asked for prayers while he was still alive, but he did die on November 18th, 2021. And on Thanksgiving Day, I ran a remembrance broadcast. I announced it for several days that I would do this. A remembrance of Kurt Wilson. So it was a broadcast with Kurt Wilson and me. And there were great times. And it was a rerun of a September 21st broadcast, September 21st, 2021, Kurt Wilson and me laughing and having a great time. And that was the last time Kurt Wilson was on the air. So I ran that broadcast, and people were confused as to whether he did pass away or not. Unfortunately, he did pass away. And that was a rerun. So I just wanted to make the announcement that for those of you who felt that it was very sad that he passed away, well, it was very sad, and he did pass away. So that was a rerun. And there was some confusion of those listening to that broadcast as to whether it was live or a rerun or what. It was a rerun. Rich Heben, back to you.
Thank you, sir. Okay, next article, folks. Germany COVID deaths have doubled from October levels. Doubled from October levels. It's still November, people. Austria deaths, 1,000% increase since August. all published in the public domain. Next, they're killing us. They're killing our people. Aboriginal elder screams on Facebook rant after Australian military reporter are holding them down and shooting the vaccine into them against their will and consent. Next, whistleblower exposes 13 stillborn deaths in 24 hours at Lionsgate Hospital caused by COVID vaccines. Lionsgate Hospital, I remember when I read this article, I believe it's in British Columbia, just north of us here. Next, Swedish study finds that COVID vaccines deplete the immune system and increase all-cause mortality by 20%. God, I wish I had more time. Next, vaccinated adults under the age of 60 are dying at twice the rate of the unvaccinated. The vaccine doubles deaths. People, next, FDA study. If you get the Pfizer vaccine, you're more likely to get COVID. Can you see that the powers that be are starting to backtrack a little bit to gain plausible deniability if they are going to, because of the Nuremberg Code? They're afraid that they're going to be hung by the people. Next, how did Pfizer not know its vaccine efficacy dropped from 95% to 39 to 50% in 4 months when the clinical trials lasted for 6 months? Think about that, folks. Just like what I said, what Karen Kingston said, I'll paraphrase, regarding a Pfizer study, 419 people came down with COVID in 1 week. They don't know. They know everything, people. It's a bioweapon. It's not me saying this. It's thousands of physicians, scientists, and researchers. Next, felony crimes and pharma immunity. U.S. criminal conspiracy strikes root of COVID nightmare. Look, they've done certain felony crimes. They legally have no more immunity, no more liability immunity. Sue the crap out of them, people. Next, Missouri court says COVID mandates, restrictions imposed by, quote, the whims of public health bureaucrats are illegal. Look, the veil of BS is coming off. People are seeing what's going on, from the phony PCR test to the cover-ups to the antibody-dependent enhancement to the your immune system being destroyed, to the blood clotting, to the spike proteins being found in, under autopsies and every organ. Look, it's all coming out. All these things published in the public domain. Next, fake news media claims 5 times increase in healthy world-class athletes who suddenly collapse. Holding their chest is just a coincidence, and you shouldn't panic. I'm not making this stuff up, people. Next, 70% vaccinated Michigan leads the entire nation in COVID cases per capita. They're sending in military medical teams into Michigan. It's vaccinated, people.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Let me be clear. Any American who wants to come home We will get you home.
President Biden in August. Human Rights Watch in Afghanistan is reporting the Taliban have killed or forcibly disappeared over 100 former members of Afghan security forces that help U.S. forces in country. Taliban promises of an amnesty with no retributions for all that registered was met with different outcomes. Taliban spokesman Inamullah Samanagani told the New York Times the ruling Afghan group was fully committed to the amnesty and that such killings are on rogue fighters trying to settle old scores. A Texas court has forced the Biden administration to reinstate the Remain in Mexico policy this week. Mexico has yet to sign off on reinstating the program, which could push back its implementation. Well, here's a fun fact. It was warmer in Denver, Colorado Monday afternoon than in most cities in Florida. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With very little notice, some schools across America decided to close their doors because teachers are burnt out. Erica Sanzi with the Parents Defending Education on Fox News explains schools closing their doors makes them non-essential and the money for schools should go to the parents to make other arrangements.
Yeah, this is a major problem. Certainly the unions are at play in some of these decisions. We know that these days off were negotiated by unions and districts. So number one, we can't ever ignore the influence that they play. But I think that there's a major problem here in that in a lot of these cities, these schools were already closed either most or all of last year. So parents are in no mood right now to hear about last minute closures and also then to have to sort of listen to the reason being teacher burnout and teacher mental health days, not because they don't acknowledge that this has been a very difficult time for teachers, but that it completely ignores what this has done to families and parents and caregivers who often don't get paid if they don't get to work,
right.
You know, can't go to work because their kids are home, you know, don't have benefits if they're not able to go to work and are scrambling at the last minute, especially when they have young children at home. I actually would think about this more in the sense of do we or do we not believe that public schools are an essential service? Because right now, if a building does not open its doors 5 days a week to students, then it can't call itself an essential service.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Eben, back to you.
Thank you, sir. Okay, next article, folks. Nurse tells it like it is. I saw the whole video. Patients are dying from the treatments, not COVID, unquote. This is a nurse from Idaho with an outdoor meeting. Next, federal court blocks Joe Biden's vaccine mandate for healthcare workers in 10 states. But look, people are figuring this out, and it's all breaking down, folks. at least here in America. But the poor people in Europe, look at all the people who've been vaccinated, and so-called COVID and deaths are running rampant. And by the way, Prime Minister Johnson, he wants to basically, despite fight this Omicron variant, despite the fact that 76% of the people in the UK are already vaxxed. This is so sad. Next, COVID-19 vaccines will kill people while making their underlying conditions appear to be the cause, prominent doctor warns. See, when you destroy your T cells, your immune system, your antibodies, any underlying condition or comorbidity you have, you're going to die for it, and they're going to say you died of that or COVID. This is how they do it. Next, stillbirths up 17-fold amongst fully vaccinated mothers. Next, National Institutes of Health funding connected to the Chinese military and organ harvesting. Every person in the NIH should be tried under the Nuremberg Code right now. They should be arrested by the citizenry. Next, Czech president in hospital with COVID after his third dose of the vaccine. People, come on. As Joe Biden would say, come on, man. Next, Botswana COVID task force. New variant only found in the vaccinated individuals. People, come on. And this new so-called variant, I don't even think, from what I've read, I don't think there's any deaths with this variant yet. I'm not kidding you. That's how they're hyping this. It's a joke. Next, fully jabbed military COVID outbreak in Canada. I feel so sorry for my brothers and sisters up in Canada. Next, fully vaccinated Canadian senator dies of COVID despite being fully vaccinated. You just can't even make this stuff up. Next, flight attendants report serious COVID-19 vaccine reactions after getting jabbed on their jobs. And here's a really, this is almost too funny and too sad to be posted, but I'm going to paraphrase it anyway. Canada's top expert of Indigenous health issues has been fired from her job. Guess why? She's an expert of Indigenous health issues. She claims with feather in hand that her name is Morning Star Bear from the Bear Clan. I'm not kidding you up. Can you? Public health expert Carrie Bourassa in Canada is an expert in Indigenous health because she's Indigenous. Well, guess what, folks? It just turned out that she's Polish, Russian, and Czech. Never believe experts or official authorities. They're all fake and phony, every one of them. Speaking of fake and phony, I'm going to go to some general news because I'm down to minutes. Joe Biden's secretary, Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm, you're not going to believe this. Why do you think these people want to go electric? Well, she sat on the board of an electric bus company, I'm paraphrasing, and she had over $1 million in stock. No conflict of interest there, right, people? Don't believe a word that comes from the government, the mainstream media, the big corporations, not one single syllable. Next. January 6th footage, newly released, appears to show Capitol Police kicking a young woman to death. This is so sad. We've talked about her before, 34-year-old Roseanne Boylan. The Capitol Police kicked her to death. How are these people still keeping their jobs? How are these people not being sued to oblivion? That shows how corrupt this country is. Next, Biden's new Federal Reserve vice chair is married to his Asia czar, who headlined a conference for a Hunter Biden-linked Chinese foreign influence group. Look, you can't even make this stuff up, people. I'm just going to keep going on. Next, crime wave, woke crime experts using looting to describe burglary is now racist. I kid you not, I'm not making this stuff up. These are all published articles in the public domain. Next, woman admits to falsifying strength tests of qualify because of what group they're in. It's the same analogy of my high jumper analogy. We have no more standards for a job, and that eliminates value. It eliminates prosperity. It eliminates any individual from controlling their own destiny. Next, black news media refers to black extremists' deadly ramming rampage in Waukesha as a parade crash, as an accident, as a, oh, the SUV killed all those people. I'm not kidding you, folks. It's all narrative selling. Nancy Pelosi just paid $25 billion to be governed by Ron DeSantis. What that means, folks, is she just bought a mansion in Florida. I want you to think about this. She destroys California, destroys San Francisco. Let me give you a quick analogy here. Let's say I was buying a house. There was two houses for sale. Let's say they were across the street from one another. And I said, I'm going to buy house A to the realtor. And can I move in early before I pay for it? Okay, and everybody agrees, the owners, the realtor. So I go in there and I trash house A. I have parties for days and days and days, reducing the value of the house that is, has been destroyed. So guess what I do? I say, I'm not going to buy that house because the property value just declined by 100 grand. I'm going to buy the house also for sale across the street. Well, guess what? Because the house across that has just been trashed, that deteriorates the value of the house across the street because you got to look at it. This is exactly what Nancy Pelosi did. She's trashed San Francisco, trashed California, so she moves to one of the most red states in the country to have a great life for her and her own. Next, Biden will require essential travelers crossing U.S. land borders, such as truck drivers, to be fully vaccinated. Well, guess what? Like 40% of the truck drivers are basically going to show their finger. And it's not their thumbs-up finger, guys. This is to destroy supply chains. This is to make food inflation. This is to kill off Americans. It's just like in the medieval times when they surrounded a castle and they wouldn't allow food to come in. That's exactly what these people are doing. Think about this. Next, Western Carolina University utilizes student fees to fund tampons in the men's bathroom. It's not me making this stuff up. Oh, I wish I had more time. Next, Jesse Smollett orchestrated fake hate crime to look like attack of supporters of Trump. We all know about this. It's starting the trial right now. This is probably going to be a theater trial. He's probably going to get off. It is such a joke. Next, state board drops the term sex offender because it's a negative label and they don't want to offend people. That pause was for effect. Next, Andrew Cuomo personally covered up COVID-19 nursing home deaths to save his career. Oh. Next, media exposes 16 murders committed by felons freed on probation despite new crimes. Look, this is what's happening. This is why the guy who killed all those people in Wisconsin with his SUV, same thing. He just ran over a woman like a month previous. This is what happens when you basically have no probation. And Rasheed Tlaib, one of the squad, she says we need to release all federal prisoners. Next, New York City man out on bail with prior gun-related conviction walks up to a 13-year-old boy and shoots him in the neck. These are all published articles in the public domain, folks. Next, BLM supporter starts GoFundMe page for the Christmas parade massacre culprit. Can you believe they even gave him bail? Next, Wikipedia is calling it also a car crash. Next, six victim dies. Okay, the 8-year-old boy, I mentioned that briefly a moment ago. Next, New York City man arrested three times in 36 hours. Brags of the release due to the cash bail reform. Next, 21 House Republicans push to make transgenders a federally protected class. Are you waking up, people? That's my objective. Are you waking up? Next, California public school teachers caught trying to groom. groom and recruit young students for LGBTQ cult clubs. I wish I had more time. Next, elites are driving the demand for private jets back to the Bush-era highs. See, climate change doesn't matter. It's all propaganda. It's a joke. It's a joke to it's a consolidation of power, money, and control. The elite are not going to change their lifestyle one iota. Next, new Christmas ad shows gay Santa Claus in Europe passionately kissing his lover. I am not making this stuff up. Next, math in Pennsylvania. First, the state overcounts ballots for Joe Biden. Now the number of people fraudulently overcounted by 1 million. Do not believe a word, folks. Not one word. Next, girls deemed transgender in the UK just for not liking pink ribbons and dolls. And you're labeled as transgender. I'm not kidding you, folks. Get your kids out of the public schools. Biden administration alerts Americans, you're now going to be paying 54% more if you want heat this winter. See, it's an attack on the bottom 93%, folks. Next, January 6th new footage. Retired general confirms BLM and Antifa were both at the Capitol break-in. Look, this whole thing was a false flag. The January 6th prisoners should be out. This is all planned, all scripted. Next, California County imposes indoor mask mandate that includes private homes. I'm not making this stuff up, people. Next, new CEO of Twitter doesn't care about or honor Americans' rights for freedoms. Says our, quote, our role is not to be bound by the First Amendment. He's spitting on the graves of every American who fought and died for his freedom so he can be a gazillionaire. Next, it turns out the FBI director's Jim Comey's daughter is not only on the team, this is regarding Ghislaine Maxwell's trial, she's one of the three lead prosecutors. You don't think this is a fixed theater, folks, to protect the wealthy? Really? Next, greatest polluters, China and India, set to receive $2 billion in cost.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
For those who are wondering, is Rich even prepared for class? Well, you've seen it. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to rattle off as many as I can. I'll probably give you 30 seconds. I'm hoping to get to close to 80%. Next. Remember I talked before the break about an article about Ghislaine Maxwell and the trial opening up? Well, why do you think this isn't televised? Why do you think there's no audio? But they did it for Kyle Rittenhouse. Why do you think that is? Because it's they're protecting the world's wealthiest elites. And guess what just broke, folks? The FAA accidentally just revealed over 700 more previous unknown flights to the Jeffrey Epstein child porn ranches. See, this is they're protecting the elites because the elites are on video. Look, we're all for adult mutual consensual sex. I use that term often. But when you don't protect your children and your old people, when you ruin the lives of children and normalize and legalize pedophilia, you're going to pay for this. Okay, I got to move on. Next. Democrats want to give voting rights to 800,000 illegal, unvetted immigrants. I want you to think about this. He also wants to give $450,000 to each of them. Just so you know, for you, those of you who are struggling paying for your food and your heat, because one of the articles I mentioned just a few moments ago, Joe Biden says you're going to be paying over 50% more to heat your home. Well, guess what? They're going to be getting voting rights. They're going to be getting $450,000 that you're paying for. That makes these people who never put a penny into the kitty is going to make them the top 20% of wealthiest liquidity in the nation. Did you hear what I just said? Those of you sitting there trying to worry about how you're going to retire, how you're going to pay for food, how you're going to pay for your mortgage, your taxes, your insurance, your rent, the Democrats basically said you're going to be paying for these illegal immigrants and making them the top 20% of liquidity wealth in America. How do you like that? Next, world's first vaccine murder case against Bill Gates filed in India. We'll see how that goes, but this could be theater. Bill Gates has been kicked out of dozens of countries. See, it doesn't matter. If we did 1/1,000,000th of what these big corporations or these elite people do, we would have been in the who's gal for life. We need practice what you preach laws. I've talked about this for 11 flipping years. Next, United Nations is handing out $800 debit cards to illegal migrant families in Mexico heading to the U.S. Look, I know you think I make some of this stuff up, but I promise you I do my best to authenticate and verify and vet the credibility of these articles. I promise. In fact, Vince, you even sent me an article about something yesterday. I forgot what it's about because I do so much reading and research. And I said, let's not trust that article until it gets to more credible sites, because that's what I try and do. Do I mention an article here and there that might not be as vetted? Possibly. And if it is, I mentioned that I haven't authenticated it. I haven't verified it. I mentioned that. Okay, next. I'm wasting time here. Democrats across the U.S. take Biden's lead, seek to ban the term illegal alien. Well, it's not. Maybe it should be banned. It should be illegal, unvetted alien. There you go. Next. CNN's Chris Cuomo used media sources, listen to this, people, to dig into Andrew Cuomo's accusers of sexual harassment. So this is what the elite do. They go into people's background and they dig up stuff, as much crap on people, and threaten their livelihoods with it. And if they can't find stuff, they just make stuff up. Remember, President Trump is a Russian spy. Matt Gaetz is a pedophile. Kavanaugh is a gang rapist. All untrue. Everything is untrue. Look, it's all lies, gaslighting, hoaxes, propaganda, selling the narrative. That's all it is. Next, San Francisco Mayor London Breed caught out partying and dancing maskless. Maskless. While the rest of the city is forced to be indoors under a mask mandate. People, this is your fault. You let the Nancy Pelosi's and the mayors trash your city, destroy your livelihoods, make you sick, lock you down, put masks on you, which we've given dozens of studies to show the psychological and physiological damage, the hypoxia, the hypercapnia, the bacterial pneumonia, the staph infection. And by the way, this has happened in Austria, too. Leaders, including Chancellor Schallenberg, seen out celebrating at a massive party maskless while you're under a historic lockdown. People, wake up, speak up, do something about it. We appreciate you being here. Vince, thank you for letting me exercise my First Amendment right.
What happened to my few seconds?
Oh, sorry about that, buddy.
Yeah, I was going to talk about the Lolita Express with Prince Andrew, Bill Clinton, Kevin Spacey, and Naomi Campbell.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.